There is perhaps no better example of the change Meursault experiences than during his incarceration. His time in jail completely alters his outlook on life. When he enters, he is an instinctual, pleasure-driven creature, at the mercy of a court which doesn't understand him. By the end of his stay, though, he is liberated, having faced death as a free man. And I'll get to this a bit later. Meursault's biggest obstacle at the beginning of his stay is his loss of physical freedoms, notably sex and cigarettes. When he overcomes these physical attachments, however, he realizes how absurd they are, much like everything else. Meursault's beliefs are confirmed by society's attempts to make him believe like them. Throughout his incarceration, the chaplain berates Meursault on the subject of his atheism, which conflicts with the chaplain's religious belief. On the eve of Meursault's execution, the chaplain again tries to bring Meursault around to the idea of God. But with limited time left, Meursault doesn't want to spend it on a God that he doesn't believe in. I told him not to waste his rotten prayers on me. It was better to burn than to disappear. He seemed so cocksure, you see, and yet none of his certainties were worth one strand of a woman's hair. Living as he did, like a corpse, he couldn't even be sure of being alive. It might look as though my hands were empty, but I was sure of myself, sure about everything, far surer than he. That, no doubt, was all I had. I'd passed my life in a certain way, and I might have passed it a different way if I felt like it. Page 74. There is an underlying message here. Sartre's theory, in which he states that existence precedes essence, a person, through their own intents, determines the meaning of their own life. Meursault feels that leaving the world with a bang, so to speak, public execution, hopefully with a large group of spectators who greet me with cries of hate, is a much better way to go than to pass out of the world quietly. Finally, Meursault experiences a revelation of sorts, where he contemplates on how cruel it is that it is when his life is ending that he comes to terms with the fact that the world is meaningless and indifferent to the problems of humanity. The absurdity of the world, and his acceptance thereof, allows him to fully appreciate the life he has been granted, unlike those who cannot come to terms with the fact that one day they will be gone forever, and who subscribe to the dogmas of religion to escape this harsh reality. We finally see a more human Meursault. His emotional outburst far surpasses anything we could have expected, and allows the reader a rare glimpse within his restless mind before his death. And I felt ready to start life all over again. It was as if that great rush of anger had washed me clean, emptied me of hope, and gazing up at the dark sky spangled with its signs and stars, for the first time, I laid my heart open to the benign indifference to the universe. To feel it so like myself, indeed so brotherly, made me realize that I'd been happy, and that I was happy still. Page 75 to 76. In the end, Meursault accepts the hand he has been dealt. Sentence of death, the absurdity of the world, and the fact that through it all he had been happy. This is the final evolution of Meursault we see, and it is a very different Meursault than the one who reacted to his mother's death by commenting that the telegram from the home says, your mother passed away, funeral tomorrow, deep sympathy, which leaves the matter doubtful. It could have been yesterday. Although still quite indifferent, it feels like the discovery of emotion has opened the door to him understanding the emotions that other people feel all the time. Although he still fully accepts the absurdity of the world, he shows a more normal side, a human side, of himself and dealing with his fate, now that he fully comprehends the remarkable revelations he has experienced.